Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the World News. The headlines. India denies US President Donald Trump's claim on Russian oil imports issue, says its oil import policy is guided entirely by objective to safeguard interests of consumer. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Egypt cooperation intensified following strategic partnership in 2023. Conclave on UN troops contributing countries concludes in New Delhi with resolve to strengthen peacekeeping operations. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu survives two no-confidence votes after agreeing to delay pension reforms. And Indian cricketers Abhishek Sharma and Smriti Mandhana named ICC Players of the Month for September. The External Affairs Ministry today said India is closely monitoring the situation between Afghanistan and Pakistan. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is clear that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. He said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures.
We are closely monitoring the situation. Three things are clear. One, that Pakistan hosts terrorist organizations and sponsors terrorist activities. Two, it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. And three, Pakistan is infuriated with Afghanistan exercising sovereignty over its own territories. India remains fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan.
On whether there was a conversation between US President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on oil imports, the spokesperson said he is not aware of any conversation between the two leaders yesterday. The spokesperson, however, said that the country's oil import policies are guided entirely by the objective to safeguard the interests of the Indian consumer in a volatile energy scenario. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India-Egypt cooperation in various domains has intensified since the elevation of bilateral relationship to a level of a strategic partnership in 2023. In his opening remarks at the first India-Egypt strategic dialogue with Egypt's Foreign Minister Dr. Badr Abdelati in New Delhi this evening, Dr. Jaishankar said the deliberations today provide an opportunity to take stock and set the direction to realize the visions of the leaders of the two nations. He appreciated the solidarity displayed by Egypt in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. He also appreciated the contribution of Egypt and its leadership in realizing the Gaza peace plan.
Bilaterally, we have noted the deepening of collaboration in different spheres. Our political contacts and coordination have been strong and sustained, including in the multilateral side. Our defense and security exchanges have grown. Our trade and investment continues to be promising, and we will discuss how to take them forward. We can also explore possibilities in digital, public infrastructure, fintech, pharma, space, startups, and green technologies.
Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dr. Harini Amarasurya, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed India's continued support to Sri Lanka and strengthening the cooperation between the two countries in education and capacity building. Her visit comes 6 months after Prime Minister Modi signed several important MOUs to strengthen the bilateral relationship between India and Sri Lanka in the areas of defence, maritime and other key sectors. US President Donald Trump has described Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a great man and India as an incredible country. Mr. Trump said he is looking to meet the Prime Minister on the sidelines of the upcoming ASEAN summit in Malaysia. During a press conference at the White House, Mr. Trump said, US has a great relationship with India and it is an incredible country. Mr. Trump's statements came at a time when India's trade negotiating team is in Washington for the next round of talks with US officials. India has been elected as co-chair of the Regional Committee of United Nations Global Geospatial Information Management for Asia and the Pacific, UNGDIMAP, for a three-year term till 2028. The Ministry of Science and Technology, in a statement, said India's election as co-chair highlights the growing leadership of the nation in the global geospatial arena and acknowledges its contribution in advancing innovation, capacity building, and regional collaboration. The UNGDIMAP is one of the five regional committees of the United Nations Committee of Experts on Global Geospatial Information Management. Representing the National Geospatial Information Agencies of 56 countries in Asia and the Pacific region, it works to maximize the economic, social, and environmental benefits of geospatial information through cooperation, capacity development, and shared solutions. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval participated in the third India-Central Asia meeting of the Secretaries of the Security Council and National Security Advisors in Bishkek, Kyrgyz Republic today. During the meeting, the representatives reiterated the importance of regular dialogue in view of the changing nature of security challenges. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. The three-day United Nations Troops Contributing Countries Conclave 2025, hosted by the Indian Army, concluded today with high-level deliberations and a reaffirmation of the collective resolve to strengthen United Nations peacekeeping operations. On the last day of the conclave, President Draupadi Murmu interacted with the chiefs and representatives of UN troop contributing nations during a call on at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President appreciated all the participating countries in their resolve towards sustainable peace and prosperity, highlighting the positive contribution of Indian peacekeepers. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu survived two no-confidence votes in Parliament today, securing a brief reprieve for his new government and a chance to deliver the 2026 budget. The first no-confidence motion was brought by the far-left France Unbowed party, but it received only 271 votes, 18 short of the 289 needed to remove the government. Lecornu was able to stay in office with the support of the Socialist Party, which backed him after he agreed to delay the pension reform until after the next presidential election in 2027. Indian cricketers Abhishek Sharma and Smriti Mandhana have been named ICC Players of the Month for September. In men's category, Abhishek scored 314 runs in seven Asia Cup matches at a 44.85 average and a strike rate of 200, earning Player of the Tournament and a career-high 931 T20I rating points. In women's cricket, Smriti scored 308 runs in four ODIs against Australia, including India's fastest century of 50 balls, averaging 77 with a 135.68 strike rate during the ongoing ODI World Cup campaign. In badminton, star Indian shuttler Lakshya Sen has secured a spot in the quarterfinals of the men's singles at the Denmark Open in Odense. He defeated home favourite Anders Antonsen of Denmark in the round of 16 with a convincing score of 21-13, 21-14. In the men's doubles, the pre-quarterfinal match, sixth seed Sattvik Sairaj, Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty defeated Yang Pohan and Liu Kuanghang of Chinese Taipei in straight games. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India denies US President Donald Trump's claim on Russian oil imports issue, says its oil import policy is guided entirely by objective to safeguard interests of consumer. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India-Egypt cooperation intensified following strategic partnership in 2023. Conclave on UN troops contributing countries concludes in New Delhi with resolve to strengthen peacekeeping operations. French Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu survives two no-confidence votes after agreeing to delay pension reforms. And Indian cricketers Abhishek Sharma and Smriti Mandhana named ICC Players of the Month for September. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.